As we begin our sitting today, bringing careful yet friendly attention to the posture, making any adjustments you may need to cultivate alertness on the one hand, and stillness and steadiness on the other hand. And bringing intentionality to the practice. Given our topics, to remind ourselves that when the hindrances show, we can simply open to them. They don't then have to be hindrances. They become objects of meditation. So opening to any wanting mind as it shows, aversion as it shows, opening to sleepiness, restlessness, worry, and the doubting mind. And as today we are focusing on the sleepy mind and its opposite, the restless, worried mind, having some resolve to stimulate energy while cultivating calm. Too calm, we fall off into the sloth and torpor, the sleepy mind. Too much energy, and there can be restlessness and agitation in mind and body. So with these intentions, let's spend a bit of time now with a focus on the breath. Wherever it's easy for you to feel it. So simply breathing in, breathing out, perhaps naming that. Or if it helps to count breaths, say up to 5 or 10. Or to name the qualities of the breath. You can choose any of these different ways to cultivate the mindfulness of breathing and bringing the attention back again and again to the breathing whenever it wanders. periodically asking, how's the attitude? As a way to just check if there's any wanting, any aversion. Opening to it if that's the case, feeling it through the body, letting it move through. Noticing the feeling tone of the breathing, often neutral. But maybe it's pleasant, maybe it's unpleasant. And as you feel ready, letting the awareness expand slowly, perhaps breath by breath, expand around the breathing to take in more and more of the body. noticing the energy. We've been working for several minutes with the breath alone, coming back and coming back, and that's often experienced as calming. And so feeling if there is some calm, noticing if it's pleasant. Regardless whether calm or not, noticing the energy through the body. Is there possibly a tad too much calm and there's now a bit of sleepiness? If there is some sleepiness, feeling it through the body, scanning through, where do you feel sleepy? Remembering always we can use the RAIN acronym, so we recognize, we make a mental note, sleepiness, or whatever may be present, we name it. We allow it to be here, the A of RAIN. That's really opening more deeply. And we investigate, feeling it through the body. Noticing its feeling tone. If there's sleepiness, it may feel quite pleasant unless you've developed aversion for the sleepiness. I shouldn't be sleepy. Why not? Why shouldn't you? So we might notice any cognitions, any beliefs, attitudes we have around our practice. Is another way to investigate. And we can try on letting go of the story. Not identifying with the sleepiness. And yet, we're here to practice resolving to take care of it. By opening the eyes, possibly, raising an arm, standing, sitting up straighter, and noticing how that affects the energy. As we continue with breath and body as a whole. periodically asking, how's the attitude? Opening to any wanting, any aversion, with a spirit of friendliness. Inquiry. Noticing the energy as we practice. Is it too little? Or is it too much? Is there possibly too much efforting? Opening to that, if that's the case, there may be some restlessness in the body, some agitation, or worry in the mind-heart. Again, you can use the RAIN acronym. Recognize it, name it. Oh, I see you, Mara. Allow it to be here with friendliness and investigate it through the body, the feeling tone, noticing emotional charge, and what you might be believing, what the story is. Mainly feel it through the body, let it have its life. As we sit here with breath and body as a whole, anything that's troubling in body, mind, and heart, noticing how it changes, noticing its impermanent nature. When a hindrance is present, there is suffering, bringing kindliness to that suffering, and if opening to it with mindfulness, the rain practice feels insufficient as a way to open to it, then shifting into loving kindness practice. Perfectly legitimate. May I be safe. May I be healthy. May I be happy. May I live with ease. When and if you feel settled, then returning to breath and body as a whole. not identifying with any hindrance, appreciating that whatever showing is not who I am, is not mine, is not myself. And it can be helpful to say that as another way of noting, not mine, not I, not myself. And as we make that note, the conditionality of the experience of the hindrance may reveal itself. And we'll be not so hooked in, not so caught up in identifying, defining ourselves by whatever is simply a conditioned arising, coming out of a world of causes and conditions and passing through.